It's 641 now, with a month to go or so in this year's flu season. There's been a troubling resurgence in cases of the H1N1 virus, commonly known as the swine flu. And joining us live, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, good morning. Great to have you with us today. Why is it always when we have a health crisis?
Well, unfortunately, that's the case. That's what I do.
Is this a crisis? I mean, we're seeing younger people and middle-aged people die from swine flu here in what some refer to as epidemic levels. Is that right?
Well, first of all, I don't think you could characterize it as a crisis. It's a serious situation whenever you see people dying of preventable infections such as influenza. The difference this year is that what we're seeing is that if you look at the hospitalizations, the serious disease, the people who might ultimately go on to die, a disconcerting proportion of that is among relatively young people, people between 18 and 64. Usually, and we've had discussions many times on the show, when you talk about deaths, they're almost always in the people who are older than 65 or very young children. You can still see that, and we are seeing that, but we're seeing about 60% of the hospitalizations are in people from 18 to 64, which tells you that, you know, younger people who feel they may be invulnerable to the serious consequences of the flu are not. And it's, again, the reason why we keep emphasizing that everybody 6 months of age or older should get vaccinated. We're still seeing cases now. The season is not over. It's got at least a month or maybe even 6 weeks to go. And we're seeing this upsurge in deaths among relatively young people, not the elderly, as we see almost always.
Right.
Doctor, is it too late to get a vaccination?
Absolutely not. We're talking about the season that has peaked, perhaps, but it certainly has at least a month, maybe even more left. If you get vaccinated today, you start getting protection 10 days to 2 weeks later. So if you have not gotten vaccinated, you've not gotten the flu, then you're vulnerable. People seem to think that if you don't get it in October or November, that it's too late. That's just not the case.
You know, when we deal with these infectious diseases, it's so important that we have information, we have statistics, we can see where outbreaks are occurring so we can deal with that. I read this. I'm going to read you a quote from the Washington Post this morning, and I don't know why, it really stunned me when I read it. It said, surveillance reports from the health departments in Virginia and Maryland show that the flu is widespread in the region, but the two states and the District of Columbia do not track adult deaths from the flu.
Yeah, it's difficult to do that. There certainly is pretty strict tracking of deaths among pediatric cases. I mean, we know, like last year in 2012 and 13, there's 171 children died. This year so far, in this season, 2013 and 14, there are about 50 deaths or a little bit more. It's difficult to track influenza deaths among adults because of this, so many other causes that are associated with respiratory deaths, particularly among the elderly. So it's difficult to get that statistic.
But can't you do a flu test to see if they were exposed?
It's very, very interesting. It isn't very easy to make a diagnosis when somebody comes in and has a lot of other complications and you're struggling to take care of the individual. Going and getting a flu test and definitively diagnosing that it's flu. Remember now, a lot of people have antibodies to flu who don't have the flu. They've either been exposed or they've been vaccinated. So it's difficult to get a definitive diagnosis when you have so many people who die from respiratory illnesses. It's not for lack of wanting to do it. It's just logistically difficult to do.
All right. Very good. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're quite welcome.
Dr. Anthony Fauci there.